bloody hell is this?
Wow, boys.
It can't be.
Footy Mythbusters.
Oh, for Holden, this is the Triple M Saturday rub. The team's assembled here, and BT, our man, has been hard at work on this particular bye weekend Mythbuster, and he's landed an enormous name.
This is my favourite segment, and it's been an absolute winner all year. You have to admit,
no doubt.
This
absolutely.
It's been amazing.
Fantastic.
Well done,
to bring some spirit back. Well, today I have got one of the greatest goal kickers of all time. He comes out of the Hawthorn Football Club.
Ooh.
And when you talk Mythbusters and stories, so many stories surrounded this particular person. I speak of the great Peter Hudson.
Oh,
he joins us now. Hutto, welcome to you.
Thanks very much, BT.
Now, Hutto, the story goes back to 1973, or that was probably the end of the story, but it started back in 72. Tell me if I'm half right about this. Roughly in 1972, I think you did your knee very early in the year. You didn't play any further part in the year. Then the next year got underway. You still weren't there. You were down in Tassie running your pub down there. And all of a sudden you got a call from Hawthorn to say, would you mind coming and playing? It was about round 17, 18, 19, 20, something like that of the following year. You recovered from your knee. The coach said, are you fit and ready to go? You said, no, I need a month of training by myself down in Tassie. And so they gave you that month, rung you back. You're playing Collingwood. They say, can you come over on the Friday? You say, no, I've got Norman Gunston appearing at the pub.
No,
I can't come on the Friday. Get me a chopper Saturday. You turn up, kick seven, do your knee again. Just fill in all the bits, Hutto. Come on, this is one of the greatest stories of all time.
You're still awake, Hutto?
I remember it well. You're a little bit out,
right,
PT.
I thought I was.
No, not much, because they didn't give me a month. That was not correct. What happened was John Kennedy rang me, just as you said, to see if I'd play, because we were starting to run out of chances to make the finals. And I said, John, I haven't touched the football, I haven't done a thing for nearly 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And he said, look, I'll come down and see how you are. So he came down. And I ran from one end of the ground to the other, and I was blowing like a draft horse. He said, a bit worse than I thought. So he said, well, what we'll do, we'll give it a couple of weeks and see if we'll make a decision then. And that was leading up to the Collingwood game, which you're absolutely correct there. And so I trained for a whole fortnight, and then the decision had to be made.
So this is after 2 years of not playing, you've trained for a fortnight.
Yeah.
You know, which wasn't bad for me. That was probably a normal pre-season.
Not a great trainer, Hutto. That's what they reckon, yeah.
But anyway, I made the decision to go. And what you said is absolutely correct about coming over on the Friday. Couldn't come. Norman Gunston on the pub.
Did you pack out the pub that night with Norman Gunston?
Yes, absolutely. And he was going to be on the Saturday night as well, but they were going to have me back in time for Norman Gunston on the Saturday night.
Norman Gunston.
But anyway, the other twist in it was that on the Saturday, they said, well, to be sure of getting you out to Waverley, we'll get the helicopter to take you out. Now, I didn't ask for the helicopter, BT.
Sure. Yeah, come on.
Brian Peak.
They offered it. So anyway, I thought, well, you know, that's probably normal. Most people probably go to the footy in a helicopter.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. But the other twist in it was that on the Saturday morning before I was to leave, I was to go with one of the airlines, and it was that long ago, I can't even remember what the airlines were called then.
Probably Ansett.
But I'm having a shave at the hotel. And the opposing airline rang and said, Peter, you're going to Melbourne today to play football. I said, yeah. They said, well, your plane's not going to get in to take you there because of the fog. The fog had covered the whole East Coast. But they said, we've got a plane down here. If you can get down here in the next 3/4 of an hour, you can go on ours.
Oh.
So down we went, and this plane had got in. There was no one on it because it wasn't supposed to be in Hobart. So I went down, got on the plane, went to Melbourne on the opposing airline, and the rest is history.
Now, is it true you kicked 7 or 8 that day?
Yeah, I kicked 8, Brian, yeah.
And you hurt your knee as well before you'd kicked the 8, didn't you?
Yeah, hurt it again in the first quarter. Actually, tore the cartilage slightly. Yeah.
So did you go on and play the following week?
No. No. Oh, and as history shows, I couldn't have anyway.
Right.
That was the end of the season for me, regardless of what happened. We had to win the game, playing Collingwood. Yeah. I think it was a record crowd, played Collingwood, and we were beaten, so that was the end of the adventure.
Right. Yeah. And what year was that, Hutto?
That was 1973.
73.
But when they played the last game at Waverley, to reenact it, my wife and I were having lunch at the footy, and they got us and took us out into the car park and popped me up over the top to reenact the helicopter.
Hutto, I'm just trying to get my head around this. In 1973, you've got a private chartered plane out of Tassie onto a private chartered chopper to Waverley to play a game of footy.
Well, thereabouts.
That'll do.
I didn't hire the plane.
No, but they still provided it.
And then, Hutto, you come back in 77 and played again.
Yes, yeah. Because by then, once again, after like 74... I tried a bit at the beginning of 74, no good.
Yeah.
Halfway through 74, got an operation again on my knee, took the cartilage out, played in Tassie halfway through for 75, 76 and came back in 77.
You mentioned the crowd, the record crowd. That wasn't the game. I mean, Waverley was only a 70,000 capacity stadium, but one game there they had 92,000 in. Was that the particular game, Hutto, or not?
I think, Brian, it was something like 77,000.
Ah, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was a record crowd at that stage, yeah.
Hey, Pete, just extend the conversation. That is an incredible story, by the way. I just extend the conversation out a little bit.
Amazing.
When you watch modern footy and you watch the modern forwards battling to kick straight, my memory of you is you used to kick these flat punt sort of half torps,
that's it.
And they always went through. You must be amazed that they can't kick a drop punt straight, these blokes.
Yeah, but mind you, I must admit now I can do that at my age and my stage of life. Quite a few of my kicks went over the goalposts and were paid goals because the goal umpires couldn't go backwards and forwards fast enough. they'd wobble all over. I had a situation at Moorabbin one day where I kicked one of those old mongrel punts.
Yep.
They were affectionately known as mongrel punts, went through the goals and blew out through the points, and one of the St Kilda players marked it and took off up the ground. Goal umpire standing there with both fingers out, signalling a goal.
Peter, just on another matter too, an acquaintance of all of ours, we use the word acquaintance rather than friend, Jason Dunstall, it always amuses us how he doesn't seem to have embraced a friendship with your good self, despite being the two greatest Hawthorn goal kickers. What have you got to say about him, please?
Oh, I'm surprised at that because I get on well with Jason.
Yeah, so I thought of that too.
What are you talking about?
Do you really get on well with him? Because he doesn't get on well with anyone, does he, Peter?
Well, I can only speak as I find. And I like Jason. I think he's a great guy. And
we do too.
Yeah, I'm pleased that we were both able to play with the same club and kick a few goals. I'm pleased about that.
Right. Have a listen to this, Sekulinorki, Brian.
Yeah.
81 games, 616 goals.
Hang
at
on.
7.
81 games at 7.
7.6 a game.
Wow.
And then at Hawthorn, 129 games, 727 goals at 5.6. Wow. You used to put that big bum out, didn't you, Hutto?
They're affectionately known as Ample Posterior.
Look, it's just an amazing record, as you've just pointed out there, mate. Bill Hutto. It's fantastic. And the stories, that's just one of the stories featuring Peter Hutson. There are many, many of those incredible stories. I've sat with Hutto a couple of times and we've talked a few of them. He's just a great bloke.
150 goals one year.
Yep.
Hey, Hutto, tell us a bit about your thoughts on Tassie footy. Your beloved Hawks, of course, in the north. Are you happy with North Melbourne down the bottom? Or would you like Tassie to have their own team? Where do you sit?
I get asked a lot about whether Tassie should have their own team, and it's been talked about for a long, long time. And one of the things that I would love Tassie to have a team, there's no question about that. But we all know that, you know, whatever happens, there's only one organisation that will make it happen, and that's the AFL. So... But if it was sustainable, if it could be proven that it would be sustainable, I'd be 100% for it. Mm. But in the meantime, I must say, I was I chaired the original task force down there when Hawthorne first went down. Whilst Tassie hasn't got its own team, I think to have the games down there that Hawthorne play and North Melbourne play is certainly better than nothing. I think from where we were 20 years ago, it's a big improvement to have what we have down there. But as far as Tassie having a team, as I say, I can only say that there's only one organisation that will make it happen.
Yeah. And as we let you go, my young blokes have spent the last couple of years playing for Glen Iris, the Gladiators in the local comp, and I reckon a couple of times I've seen you there watching the juniors run around. Is that Paul's kids you're watching?
Well, my daughter's got two sons,
right,
and they play, and Paul has four sons, and one of those has gone. He's 16 now, but I've been all over the place watching them play. There'd be no doubt about that.
I remember seeing you. I pointed it out to the young bloke. I said, "See that bloke there?
Yeah, he's one of the greatest,
unadulterated legend of our game.
That very distinguished looking.
That's
man.
It. Graying hair, just great. Sitting quietly off to the side. You were Hutto. Hey, what a great story! Thanks so much for joining us.
A pleasure.